Elsewhere, the United Nations top official for the Middle East says the Gaza Strip needs unprecedented reconstruction due to the Israeli onslaught on the enclave. Robert Seri has stated that Israel must end the blockade on imports into Gaza. Seri says that ways must be found to get large quantities of building materials, including cement, into the territory. The Middle East envoy of the UN told the Security Council that the measure is necessary to address the unprecedented destruction and humanitarian situation in the Gaza Strip. Seri added that the Israeli strikes have demolished or severely damaged nearly 17,000 housing units in the enclave. He said that that includes over 100 facilities belonging to the UN Refugee Agency. He went on to say that reconstruction of the magnitude now needed will only be possible with the involvement of the Palestinians, and Seri described the death toll of almost 2,000 in Gaza as, quote, appalling. He said more than two-thirds of the victims have been civilians, including 459 children. Our correspondent Akram Al-Sattari joins us now from Khuzaa in the Gaza Strip. Akram, it's now that the Israeli airstrikes have halted, it's been brought to the attention of much of the world about the level and scope of destruction that the people of Gaza have suffered. Tell us about the widespread effects of this destruction that has been inflicted upon the people of Gaza, and how difficult it will be for the people of Gaza to repair the infrastructure of Gaza and to repair their lives as well.
Well, as you have just said, it's very difficult for the people of Gaza to retrieve the normalcy to their lives, and it's very difficult for Gazans also to live about the destruction that has been caused to the infrastructure. I'm reporting from Khuzaa. I have been there for the second news bulletin. I have been seeing the houses of the people, have been assessing the damage that has been caused to the infrastructure. I have been talking to the people who are affected, to children who are trying to rescue injured children, to civilians who are dying under the rubble of their houses. In this very small area, Khuzaa, by the way, is a very small village in Khan Yunis city, and in this very small village, at least 450 houses were destroyed. At least 450 houses were reduced to rubble, and the people who lost these houses are still trying to find their dears under the rubble of those houses. And this example is one small example about the widespread destruction that has been caused to the Gaza Strip and to the places of the people and to the civilians in the Gaza Strip. As was stated by the UN envoy to the UN, Robert Seri, he said that two-thirds of the people who are killed were civilians, and I'm correcting this. Two-thirds of the people who are killed are only women, children, and elderly people, while the other third is young men, and those young men are also civilians. Israel was targeting for the past a few 37 days, was targeting the Palestinians at large, and their strategy tells that they were trying to cause the widespread destruction to the infrastructures and to civilians, while they failed miserably to bring an end to the military ongoing campaign against Palestinian resistance. And I have with me here the former mayor of Khuzaa village, and I talked to him, and we are talking to him now to tell us about the destruction that has been caused. Good afternoon. You have been here. We talked several times about the destruction that has been caused. Has Israel been targeting military people or civilians in the area, and what is the effect of their military activities in the area?
Actually, Khuzaa population is about 15,000 capita. Israeli army entered this village. It was a unique village. It was very ideal village. 1999, I have invited 50 Israeli mayors, all the mayors of the villages around Gaza Strip. They visited me here in this town. And they said this is very unique and very ideal village. It's very clean, environmental health is available, oxygen, it's trees, a lovely, beautiful town. All tourists from Gaza Strip, they used to visit this place because it's very clean and very nice. Actually, they targeted all the houses, all the civilian, all the trees, all the streets, all the infrastructure of this town. A man old about 105 year, 105 years is old. And they targeted him and they killed him. He was the oldest man in the eastern village, in about between about 150,000 persons, he was the eldest, and they killed him. A soldier appeared from the tank, and they told him, go this way, to the west side. And he walked about 15 meters, then another tank targeted him, and they killed him between the eyes. This is the Israelis. They killed ladies, kids, children, old men. Actually, we pulled out about 20 remains of residents, people from this town, but not as big as they have destroyed the house. They destroyed it in this town. They destroyed about 450 houses. This is mass destruction, completely destructed, and about 850 houses. It was targeting by cannons and by heavy rifles, by guns. It's very difficult to the people now. Winter is coming, you know, and it's very difficult to the people to cope with this situation. It's a very bad situation. Though we have a very high level of unemployment before the war, and we have, you know, the people here, they live under the poverty line, you know, about 70%. Under the poverty line, and they're suffering a lot, you know. It's very difficult for them to live and to cope with the situation. But the Israelis came as well, and they destroyed everything. They increased our problems, our disaster. I can call this thing is, it's the disaster of the century. It's the disaster of this century. They targeted all civilians. As I said, we pulled about 20 remains of resistance people from this town. But why, suppose these 20 persons spread, each one was sitting in a house. It means they have to destroy 20 houses only, but not 250 houses. They destroyed everything in this town. They're targeting it. This is the civilization of the, they said there is a slogan. They said this is the most civilized army in the worldwide. But I believe it's not, never. Never. They are brutal army. They are very brutal army. They destroyed a civilization. They destroyed life here. 1999, I invited 50 miners of Israeli village, and they came here, and we welcomed them. We gave them food. We gave them drinks, and they visited our houses. They did very good round around the town, and they said, this is very ideal, very unique village. We will support you. We'll support you to make it more better, this village. And that's what they bring to us. That's what they brought. You know, they destroyed life. They destroyed everything.
So this is the image in the Gaza Strip. The ideal places are being targeted. The lives of people are being taken. The houses of people are being destroyed and reduced to rubble. The hopes of Palestinians are being targeted by the most civilized army that is calling itself a civilized army. But Palestine will still be there. People of Khuzaa and the people of Gaza Strip at large, and Palestine also, will survive despite all odds. But they will have to answer many questions and will have to overcome many challenges with no aid at all, and even with the minimum aid that is coming in. This is the image in Khuzaa and in Gaza Strip at large. And back to you now.
Thank you very much, Akram Al-Sattari, our correspondent, joining us from Khuzaa and the Gaza Strip. And also thanks to your guest as well.